The animal kingdom is full of creatures with better senses than us humans. We can't see like owls or smell like dogs or hear like whales. Nor can we do arithmetic faster than a computer, a creature of our own creation. But we are great at gathering a lot of information across our senses and processing it in parallel to learn fast. This learning fast is the definition of intelligence. Now, artificial intelligence, AI, can help us learn faster by gathering valuable data, processing it into information, and spreading it across networks. Companies that build AI increase their own intelligence. That's what this book is all about. Building AI-first companies with extraordinary capabilities of gathering, processing, and communicating information to where it's needed, when it's needed, to learn faster than the competition. AI-first companies were the first, and are still the only, trillion-dollar companies, and they will dominate more industries more definitively than ever before. This is your guide to building an AI-first company. The new tools. We like to make new tools and, by doing so, power through our natural limits. Charles Babbage, who arguably invented the first mechanical computer, said, "It is not a bad description of a man to describe him as a tool-making animal." We use our intelligence to learn how things work and build tools to make them work better, turning the gradual evolution of man into the fast revolution of man plus machine. The first wave of tools during the Stone Age, at least 2.6 million years ago, brought physical leverage. Think rope traps and spears. These allowed us to go beyond our immediate physical reach to gather more food than we could with our bare hands. The industrial era of the 18th and 19th centuries brought us increasingly complicated sets of tools that worked in harmony to plough fields and mill steel. However, this physical leverage and scale were limited by our intellectual capacity. The second wave brought intellectual leverage. The printing press distributed information, but then computers allowed us to gather more information and perform computations beyond our ordinary intellectual reach. We learned how to move information around, throw it into a calculator, quickly send it to different places, and generate multiple insights. However, this intellectual leverage was limited by how much information we could acquire about the future. Artificial intelligence brings the third wave of tools that give us decision-making leverage. These tools are affording us an entirely new form of intelligence that gathers, processes, and communicates information to make better decisions. We're learning better and faster as we see these decisions play out. Let's thread a needle. In the first wave, it was possible to stitch fabrics faster than we could weave by hand, using looms full of little levers. Physical leverage. In the second wave, computers turned drawings, visual information, into patterns for the loom to automatically weave. Informational leverage. The third wave changes the game. Computers scan photos posted on social media, figure out consumer trends, draw up new styles, and turn drawings into patterns for the loom. New styles hit the stores right as they become fashionable. Temporal leverage. Whereas earlier tools gave us physical and intellectual leverage, AI provides decision-making leverage that fulfills two important imperatives. The first applies to all of society, getting more out of our limited resources. The second applies to businesses, building a competitive advantage. Whereas land, labour and capital were the resources leveraged to compete in the last millennium, information is now the resource to leverage. Whereas the leading companies of yesterday excelled at managing land, labour and capital, tomorrow's leaders will excel at managing information. There are many books about using land, labour and capital to win at business. This book is about using information to win.